Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Friday. We're going to get you all the way to go home time here on a Friday afternoon, but we're glad you're still with us. Listen, we're going to switch gears now. We're going to go into the Dipper that a lot of times I look at as a something that's probably equally as important as anything else, maybe more so. It's so easy to get caught up in what's happening in D.C. or what's happening, you know, international news or what. Every once in a while, we got to pay attention to what's happening in our own backyard. We got to take a look at what's happening in and around and amongst us. I like to say that when we grab those stories and put them all together, it's like cooking up a batch of home fries. So there's that. You can smell them cooking. All right, so a batch of home fries is where we're at right now. Listen, I want to bring somebody in. I really appreciate this person. April Weaver is an Alabama state senator. Now, April was in the House. She got elected in the 2010 Republican wave, as did I. We both served in the legislature at the same time. But I'll never forget realizing that one day I was hearing her name as being appointed by President Trump. And she did. She became a regional director for Health and Human Services, appointed by the Trump administration. And she served there for several years, came back to Alabama, and ran for a vacated state Senate seat by what is now District 14. So enough of my talking. I will also point out, by the way, we're going to talk about Bibb County and the tragedies that are unfolding there here in a few minutes, but that is part of her district. So without further delay, let me just say, State Senator April Weaver, how are you doing?
I am doing great, my friend. How are you doing on this Friday afternoon?
I like calling it Friday. It makes it feel like a celebration.
Well, it's a Friday for me, and I appreciate you having me on at this time because it got me home a little earlier this afternoon because I didn't want to be on the road while we were talking. So it is Friday for me. So thanks for inviting me to come this afternoon.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of being on the road, before I even get into the other stuff we'll talk about, I got to ask you, I saw on social media that you and a number of other members of the House and Senate were up in D.C. at the White House. Am I right?
Yep, that's true. It's been a busy week. We were there at the beginning of the week for a White House State Leadership Conference. And it was just a state leadership conference, and it was an opportunity for Alabama elected officials to hear directly from senior White House officials and cabinet secretaries. And basically, we were just listening to them and learning how to partner with them on how to implement President Trump's agenda at the state and local levels. And that's something that's fairly common with intergovernmental affairs people in presidential administrations, but it was a great time. There were a number of us that went. We learned a lot, and I think that you're going to see a lot of things in action as we move forward throughout the year.
No, that's good, and I'm glad to hear it. Were you there was it just Alabama, or were there other states that were also represented at the same time?
No, it was just Alabama this week. I know that I've seen on social media where other states have had the opportunity to go up and participate in these meetings, but it was just Alabama this week. And there were legislators, there were some people from the executive branch. There was a nice variety of people from Alabama there.
Very cool. Well, all right. I'm jealous of that, but I'm glad you're back. Glad you had a good trip. I got to ask you, the horrible events that have unfolded in Bibb County, that is your district. Am I correct?
That is correct. And I represent District 14, which is Bibb County, Shelby County, and Chilton County. And, you know, my roots run really, really deep in Bibb County. It's where I grew up. I represent them in the Senate now. And Bibb County is a lot like Mayberry. You know, we're a rural area. We have, you know, country roads and main streets and Southern Baptist churches and homecoming at those churches and dinner on the ground. It's a great place to live, and to have something this horrific happen in a place like this, I don't even have words for it, Phil.
Yeah, and just to back up our audience in case there's somebody out there for some reason that's not up to date on one of the worst stories I've ever seen about child abuse and sex trafficking, is it was discovered, arrests were made, and multiple people were taking part in this sex trafficking of minors, some as young as 2 years old, we're understanding, where they were selling them for sex acts in an underground bunker on somebody's rural property. And it just, I don't know that we'll ever find out how many victims there were, but they were selling them by the hour, is what I understand. Is that right?
And it's just an unbelievable, horrific story. And it just goes to show you, if it can happen somewhere like Bibb County, it can happen anywhere. And you always think about when you see things like that and you assume it can never happen in your backyard. But when it does happen in your backyard, you know, it really makes you just think, okay, what can I do to fight? What can I do to stop this? What can we do to keep these kind of people out of our society and to protect our children? And it's the most, like you said, the most horrific thing that I have ever heard people doing to children. There have been, you know, numerous adults that have been arrested. And it's a situation where, I mean, in rural areas and even in some non-rural areas, you have older houses that have storm shelters. This is what I understand that this bunker was. It was a storm shelter. It was built for something good, and it turned into something horrible.
Yeah.
And you just don't think about something like that happening. But the things that they did to those children is just unimaginable, which brought us to yesterday and the press conference where we announced that we will be bringing a bill, or two bills, one in the House, one in the Senate, same bill. I'm partnering with my friend, Representative Matt Simpson, and we will be bringing bills to say we're not going to take that in Alabama. And if you are a child sex predator and you do things like this to our children, like I said yesterday, I believe there's a special place in hell for child sex predators.
Yep.
We have these bills. We're going to get them approved by the courts. And when they're done, there will also be a special place in Alabama for child sex predators. And that will be the death chamber at Holman Prison.
I am for it. And listen, I used to work with abused kids. I spent the first 10 years of my professional life working with kids in both ministry and in counseling. And spent 3.5 years at an adolescent treatment center. And a lot of those kids had been victims of abuse at some point. Now, there were some that weren't. They were just behavior disorders or drug addicts or whatever. But there were a lot of them that had an underlying issue of abuse in the household. But I still, as often as I heard stories and got details that were awful, I don't think I've ever heard anything as detailed and broadly based awful as what's coming out, still unfolding, even as we speak, the story coming out of Bibb County right now.
Sure. And, you know, from what I understand, that these people were making $1,000, up to $1,000 a night off of these children. They were tying them to poles and beds and letting these predators go in there by appointment with these children. And I mean, to me, I can't, as a mother, it makes me so angry. I can't even begin to tell you how angry I am. And then the thing that came out today is that one of the suspects is potentially tied to a gang or a cartel.
Yep.
And again, I mean, here we are, we live in Mayberry, and we've been infiltrated by people who have ties to violent gangs, who have long histories of, you know, drug smuggling and weapons trafficking and all kind of criminal enterprises, human trafficking. And, you know, it's like I heard them say about when Homeland Security was talking today, these organizations basically just work together to push things in our communities that just poison our communities in every way and generate profits for themselves. And that is totally unacceptable. And I hope with the bill that we have introduced yesterday, they will see that there's not a place for them here.
Well, so and I really appreciate you and Representative Matt Simpson bringing this bill. I know Matt had it last year, but it didn't get through the Senate, if I'm not mistaken. So this year, knowing, too, that you've got your passion attached to this bill, I mean, I feel like you've got a House and Senate sponsor that are going to be game on with it. But I also saw where Governor Ivey's office has expressed support. The Attorney General's expressed support. Even Senator Tuberville just recently expressed support for it. We're talking about the death penalty for child predators. But there is a Supreme Court of the United States ruling in the past, and I wasn't even aware of this, that says that the death penalty should only apply in the event of a murder. How do you see this thing going? And is it your intent to say, at the very least, get us before the Supreme Court of the United States and we'll challenge it?
So there's a lot of questions in that statement.
Sorry, I'm sorry. That was a narrative question. Thank you.
Yes to all. Yes, I do feel like we have a lot of traction this year. You know, Matt did have the bill last year, got it through the House. And, I mean, you've been in the Senate. You know how things are when you get to the end. There's a lot of filibustering, a lot of things going on, and sometimes good legislation just gets caught up in procedural acts. And I think that this year is going to be a lot different. I have had a great conversation with Senate Pro Tem Gudger, and he is on board to help get this legislation through quickly. I've had the opportunity to speak to Speaker Ledbetter at SLC. He's on board. Representative Simpson has had discussion with all the House leadership, and, you know, I think it's going to be a new year this year, and I expect that this legislation moves quickly and gets through both chambers very, very quickly and successfully. Well, we have not pre-filed it yet because I've had so many colleagues who were behind it. They've asked me to bring it to them and let them co-sponsor. So, yeah. You know, we're not in Montgomery right now, and we're all scattered. So when you're out of session and you have people that want to co-sponsor a bill, it takes a little bit to get everybody together to let them have the opportunity to do that. But we are still working out, you know, a few of the issues, and I am going to give my colleagues an opportunity to co-sponsor it.
Good.
Because I feel like it's such an important bill. There's so many of us that are behind it. I don't think it's going to have a problem at all this year.
I don't think it will either. In fact, I look at it and think it's low-hanging fruit, guys. If y'all don't pass this, then shame on you. That's where I see it going right now.
Yeah, I can't imagine. So I have such a passion for this bill. And when I first started saying, okay, what am I going to do? This is terrible. This is in my district. I called Matt Simpson and said, are you bringing that bill back again this year, and can I partner with you? And Matt and I have always worked great together, have worked together on numerous bills in the past. And he said, absolutely. And then, you know, had the issue in my district. And I will let you know, I have the passion for this bill just like I had for the Deputy Brad Johnson Act when that horrible issue happened in my district. And, you know, we fought and fought, and we were able to get good time changed because of that terrible tragedy.
Yeah.
So here we are, we have a terrible tragedy that something good has come out of it. And I hope the same thing for this issue as well. Again, I don't see any reason that it won't pass and pass quickly. Like you said, you have Attorney General Steve Marshall who's behind it. You have both House and Senate leadership, and you have the governor's office behind it. There's absolutely no reason that it shouldn't pass. I have all my Republican colleagues, and, you know, we have a super majority. So
that's right.
I can't imagine that it won't pass quickly.
I think you've also got the public sentiment behind you, because the headlines alone galvanize the public behind this one. And I would dare say that you'll have people there. Probably even some of the victims' rights organizations like VOCAL will be behind you, I would imagine. And
they were there with us yesterday.
Good.
Sheriff's Association was there yesterday. VOCAL is a great supporter. And, you know, I will tell you, the feedback that I have received from my district is, you go, April, you go. We're proud of you for being bold. This is what people need to hear. This is what needs to be done. And that's why we sent you to Montgomery. Do it.
Absolutely.
So I will tell you, I have not had one person say to me, oh, this is terrible. You know, why are you doing this? You know, I do get hit on social media by these soft on crime, anti-death penalty liberals who don't even live in my district. But I'll tell you loud and clear, I've heard from my constituents, it's time, and they're in full support that we do this.
And Senator April Weaver, I got to leave it there because we're up against a break, but I appreciate you and Representative Matt Simpson. I want to stay in touch on it, and if there was any way I could co-sponsor with you, I'd do it. But all said and
absolutely
done.
Absolutely.
Get her done, my friend.
Appreciate you, sir.
Thank you. Take care. We got to go to a break. I ran long just to get that full story out. But, yeah, that's an amazing story. I'll recap a little bit of it when we come back. And then got some more home fries. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.